Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, ill-treated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those who I invited did not deserve to come. Go to street corners and find banquet anyone you can find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests."
Well, let's think about what we've been learning this week about Jesus. When he came, he wasn't like a normal king, was he?
No, he wasn't what we expected at all.
Not at all.
No, Jesus was the unexpected king. He didn't come on a horse, he rode a donkey.
Yeah, he didn't have a crown, he didn't have a sword, he didn't have an army. He wasn't like all of those stuck-up kings.
No, Jesus was gentle and humble, and he came to bring peace to the whole world.
Oh, yes, that bit was wonderful.
Mm.
And he came to be friends with the most unlikely people.
Yeah, even plain old maids.
And Joe, just as I can't tell jokes.
That's right, people like you and like me. People you wouldn't normally expect to be friends with a king. Jesus came to be friends with all of us. Do you remember what he said? He said, "I've come not to call the righteous, but to call sinners." The thing is, Jesus met lots of people who thought they were very good, thought they were righteous, who thought they deserved to be friends with the king. And when Jesus did things that were unexpected, those people got very angry. In fact, they got so angry that they decided to kill him.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
That was really sad.
And even though he was so powerful, he could control the weather.
Oh, yes. Do you remember? There was the storm. The massive storm. And he just said, "Stop." And it stopped.
That's right. Even though Jesus was God and he could control the weather, he let them kill him. Remember what the people said when Jesus was hanging on the cross?
They said to him that he should just save himself if he really is the king.
Well, that's right. They were kind of right. Jesus could have saved himself because he is the king. In fact, Jesus is God. But he let himself be killed because that was actually his plan all along. Because he loves us and wanted to give us an invitation to be his friends forever. Here's your invitation.
We've got an invitation. You're invited to the wedding feast of King Jesus.
Ah! But hang on. Why did he have to die to give us this invitation?
It's a good question. Do you remember what we heard in our Bible reading?
The one that Crybaby read out.
Yes, that one. Well, Cuthbert read us a parable from Matthew's Gospel. A parable is a story that Jesus told that has a special meaning, that teaches us something about him and his kingdom.
Like a secret message?
Well, it's not really a secret, you just have to think about it a bit.
Hey, which knight of the realm always finds out your secrets? Surveillance. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Well, in Jesus' story, the king invited lots of people to his banquet. But everyone ignored him. Some even attacked the king's servants. And the Bible says that's what we're all like. If we're not following Jesus, then we're like the people who ignored the king's wedding invitation. It's called sin. And we all do it. We all say, "Shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your rule." Jesus is the most unexpected, most amazing king. But people all through history, all over the world, have refused to treat him as king. We commit treason.
Treason!
Like Guy Fawkes!
Not him.
Well, yes, except we don't do it to the king of England, we do it to the king of the whole world.
Oh, wow. When you put it like that, it does sound really bad.
It is. It's really bad. And it means we can't come to the king's kingdom for his big wedding feast.
What? But you've already given us an invitation.
Yes, I did. You see, that's exactly why Jesus had to die. It's the death that we deserve for our treason. But he stepped in to die in our place so that we can come into his kingdom for the big wedding feast. So Jesus says to all of us, don't ignore my invitation like the people in the parable. I want to be your friend. I want you to come to my wedding feast. I love you so much that I died so you could be invited. All we have to do is say to Jesus, wow, I know I don't deserve to come. I'm sorry for my sin. I want to be friends with you. Jesus came 2,000 years ago on that very first Christmas to die for our sins and to give us our invitation to his wedding feast. He wasn't the king anyone expected, but he is the king everyone needs. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, he was fulfilling a prophecy that said that the king who rode on a donkey would bring peace to the whole world. I think all of us would agree that we'd like to live in a world where there was only ever, always, peace. If we look around our world today, our country today, our town today, even our own hearts, I think all of us would feel that peace seems a long way from our experience. Perhaps it even feels impossible. But in this parable that we're looking at this morning, Jesus is talking about a day in the future when he'll come back again. And when he comes back, he will bring peace to the whole world. And everyone who said yes to his invitation will live with him in a peaceful, perfect world. That's what the wedding feast is all about. Jesus living with the people he loves forever in his new world. When Jesus comes back, the whole world will be like one big wedding banquet.
So right now, King Jesus is sitting on his throne in heaven. And he's waiting. He's waiting because he wants as many people as possible to say yes to his invitation. He wants all of us right now to say yes. At Holy Trinity, we really want everyone to know that Jesus loves them. We really want everyone to know that Jesus is the King, that he came to earth, that he died to save them. That's the reason we put on the Hotshot Summer Club, because we want everybody to know about their invitation from Jesus, and we want everybody to say yes.
So please don't be like the people in the parable this morning. Please don't ignore Jesus' invitation. This is what you were made for, to live forever with God in a world that's peaceful and perfect. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus.
Jesus says to all of us this morning, I want to be your friend. I want you to live with me forever in my perfect world. I want you to celebrate with me at my wedding feast. Listen to me, say yes to my invitation and follow me.
We're going to sing a song now that picks up on the memory verse that we've been learning this week. Jesus says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus is the unexpected king, the gentle and humble king who came to lay down his life as a ransom to save us from our sin so we can join him at his wedding feast.
Why don't you consider Jesus' invitation and what that means to you?